Hello and welcome to LinkedIn Uncovered. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm alone today. I've usually got a partner with me, but not today. Thank you as well for those who are watching on the replay. LinkedIn Uncovered, if you've not actually watched yet, it's a show in which I look to explore LinkedIn strategies that you can help to gain and keep the attention of the people you want to engage with on LinkedIn. So whether you're on the live or the replay, please leave your comments and questions as they arise and I'll answer them. So today, I want to talk to you about finding your perfect customers. I will now share my screen and take you through a short presentation. So finding your perfect customers and doing so, you know, importantly, in the most effective way. Before you actually think about, you know, finding your perfect customers, you've got to ask yourself some questions, you know, like who are they? You know, before you can find them and get into conversations, build relationships with your perfect clients, step one is to define who they are. You know, once you have, you know, this, it's about the best offer that you can present to them. You know, is it a free offer like, you know, this LinkedIn Live that I'm doing just now is a free offer to you guys? Or, you know, is it a paid option? Positioning is about putting your best foot forward and presenting yourself and offer as a credible option for the, you know, for the buyer. You know, it's all about building trust. So once you know who you're targeting and, you know, you're generating some, you know, visibility, you know, you do this by, you know, inbound and outbound activities. So lastly, in order to make the most of your time and money, and doing things in the most effective way, you know, it's crucial to do this as we have all got a finite amount of resources. So in this presentation, I'm gonna take you through this process so you can implement some of the learnings to tighten up what you already do. So who are your perfect clients? Who is it that will make or influence the buying decision? You know, your buyer could be an individual, or it could be a whole buying team. You know, there's a stat, you know, I like my stats, and, you know, if it's a buying team, you know, there's a stat that says that 6.4 people are involved in a significant purchase, which is $10,000. So, you know, for myself, I've worked with corporates and sales teams, and, you know, it might be I reach out to the chief sales officer, or it could be a sales director, it could be head of sales enablement, a sales manager, could be a business development manager, a business development executive. So, you know, ultimately the chief sales officer will, you know, sign off, you know, on the work. But, you know, it could be a business development executive that takes, you know, your opportunity to the sales office, you know, the chief sales officer, or it could be his direct boss, the business development manager, and then it works its way up. You know, so a good way of obviously defining who your buyer is, you know, who are your best current customers? You know, look up some of your best customers, you know, 5, 10, you know, find them on LinkedIn. What job titles are they? You know, what sectors are they in? You know, what geographical location are they in? You know, is there any sort of commonality? Because what you're wanting to do is to sort of find more of those people. Who is likely to give you the most money with the least of resistance? Obviously, you know, economic factors, like obviously there's a war in Ukraine right now, and you need to take these sort of things into consideration because, you know, for example, when the pandemic hit, you know, 2 years ago, pretty much 2 years ago now, and you know, well, the UK, which is where I'm from, went into lockdown. I had a number of corporate clients who basically either scaled down on what they were doing or, you know, one client in particular, we're about to actually implement something further, and that got cancelled. So, you know, think about external factors. You know, what, you know, who's the best person to target right now? You know, your who should be someone you can actually help. So obviously there's no point in targeting people that either don't want your help or you can't actually help them. You know, your who should also be, you know, someone you can define. You know, if you can't define, you know, your target audience, you can't find them easily via search. An example that I use is basically landlords. So people that own property who rent them out, they could be anyone. they could be anyone. So it's very difficult. You know, people don't go around sticking up the hand and saying, you know, I'm a landlord, help me out. Whom you choose to target, you know, this is a vital step. It's the most important step, and it's the step that I see most people not giving enough attention to. You know, at the start of every, you know, campaign, and, you know, what you're trying to do is to fill up a funnel with people. If you, you know, fill it up with people that are not massively relevant, not really interested in what you're offering, then you can waste, you know, a lot of time and resources on people that are never going to buy from you. You know, wasting time is really, you know, the number one thing that, you know, none of us should be doing. You know, we've got finite resources, and, you know, you really only want to be targeting people that are interested in what you're offering and are likely to buy. So, you know, what do you want to sell to them? You know, that's the next step. Your offer should be simple and straightforward to the buyer, so they understand it and they want it. So you don't want prospects to have to think too much. If they have to think, you can easily lose your attention. So, you know, what you're trying to do is to gain the attention of people who can potentially buy. So if you're not clear, you know, clarity about who you're targeting and clarity about what your offer is and how you describe that, then you can lose your audience, which is obviously something you don't want to do. What solution are you going to present to the buyer to help them with their most pressing problem? Obviously, you know, if there's a number of things you can help with and there's something that is you know, a real problem that keeps them up at night rather than nice to haves, you should obviously target that. You know, it needs to be solve their problem and be relevant to them, you know, right now, or they'll not be interested. You know, going back to the external factors, if there's, you know, an offer that is not really, you know, relevant for right now, then, you know, choose another offer. You know, define what you want to present. You know, is your offer, you know, like this offer for me today is a free webinar, or a LinkedIn Live, you know, providing you guys with information that hopefully you'll find of use and value. But, you know, it could be your core offer, you know, get them to become a customer. So, you know, at the end of the presentation, I'm going to present you guys with, you know, a small ticket offer that you can either take up or not. But also, you know, your offer could be, it could be something that's bigger. It could be, you know, something that takes more time or more value. So, you know, which offer do you want to present? You know, spend some time thinking about, you know, sometimes you want to get your foot in the door. So you might present someone with a core offer, or sometimes you're basically generating interest. So you're offering, you know, like this webinar for free. So how do I position my offer, myself and my company? So it's all about relevancy. You know, avoid the trap of being too generalized. You know, your LinkedIn profile, it needs to be positioned for, you know, the people that you're targeting, you know, who they are and how you help them. Why you? You know, why not another competitor? You know, why your offer and how to access that offer? You know, make it as easy as possible. It needs to position you as someone they can trust. So, you know, if we take that into your profile and optimizing your profile, you know, your banner, you know, having a call to action on your banner, your profile photo, making sure you come across as, or you look approachable. You know, if you're on creator mode, if you've activated creator mode, you've got a 30-second video to say who you help and how you help them. You know, video is very powerful at, you know, getting across your personality and what type of person you're like. You know, your headline, you know, it should, you know, position you as, you know, an authority, but also, you know, reach out to those and, you know, call out those that you help and how you help them. And also you can put a call to action in there as well. Your featured section, you know, add a call to action and it showcase, you know, why you, what you do and what you help with. You know, this is all about building up credibility for you, your company and what you offer. You know, the about section, more personal, you know, have more personal details about your journey, about how you become, you know, that authority. Experience section is more company focused. Recommendations, these are the best things you can do on your profile for trust. So, you know, if you've got a profile that has no recommendations, how does someone visiting your profile know you're any good? Obviously, hopefully you are good, But you know, you need to be able to provide that trust. So, you know, if you don't have any recommendations right now, reach out to your new customers that you've just serviced and provided a good service to. They'll be more than happy, you know, in the hole to give you a recommendation. You know, direct messaging, you know, for relevancy with direct messaging, you know, direct messaging has been abused, obviously, a lot, and, you know, over, you know, the time in LinkedIn, with people just selling straight away on, you know, the second message after connection. You know, don't do that. That's obviously going to put off, you know, the people that you're trying to reach out to. You know, keep your messages, you know, on point. You know, they need to be relevant for who you're targeting. You know, don't send messages if you've got no idea that someone, you know, might be willing to buy from you because they're not a targeted person, or they've not indicated that they're you know, interested. So, you know, with your connection messages, welcome messages, job promotion messages, and, you know, other touch point messages, you know, make sure they're relevant, make sure they're targeted, and, you know, even better, you know, make sure it's to people that are warm already. You know, search is something that, you know, I've been doing search since 2003 when I started my search journey doing search engine optimization. You know, the more targeted you are, the more effective it is. You know, LinkedIn has instigated 100 connection request limit. So, you know, obviously, if you connect with people that aren't, you know, send connection messages with people that aren't that targeted, you're not going to get as many acceptances. And that's, you know, that's inefficient. You know, when you set up a search, you know, check the results. Don't just set up a search and then and not look at the, you know, the people that are in that search, because you can tweak the search to make it more relevant for who you're actually targeting. And you know, consider paying for Sales Navigator. You know, for those of you on the LinkedIn Live that know me well, and you know I'm passionate about Sales Navigator. So I'm not going to go into huge detail about Sales Navigator today. You know, I can do that in another session, but it really does make a huge difference for saving you time and working effectively. So the search that you can see on the screen there is, you know, this is the free search, which has sort of got limited functionality, whereas Sales Navigator has a lot more functionality and helps you actually become more targeted. So I've just highlighted some of the sort of most used search functionality in Sales Navigator. So this first one is current company. So you can actually, you know, do something called account-based marketing, where you can actually add, say you wanted to target the top 100 software companies in the world. You can add them all in here. You know, you might not need the company headcount, but then you can add in, obviously, you know, job titles, which I haven't highlighted, which is here, job titles. You know, if company size is important, you know, geography, industry, spotlights is something that is very important, because there's one in here about checks, you know, people that have posted in the last 30 days. So with that, you know that that's an active LinkedIn user. Lead lists is something in itself that is very, very important, because in this way, you can actually segment your first connections. You can segment, you know, people that you already know about. So very, very powerful. So how do you find and gain the attention of your target audience? Well, we need to become visible and be relevant. So in order to gain someone's attention, you need to basically say, "Hi, I'm here." So you can do that really through both outbound and inbound activities. And this is the best way to sort of gain maximum exposure. You know, what I mean by outbound activities is you proactively reaching out to prospects. You know, for example, like I did today, you know, most of you are probably on here because I sent you an invite to the event. You know, other outbound activities include, you know, well, first of all, you need to build a relevant audience of people who can buy. You know, you need to engage with them. Not only when they're, you know, a first connection, but even before they're a first connection, because, you know, warm leads, you know, warm people, prospects, you know, have a 50% higher acceptance rate. So basically, you know, you reach out to someone after you've engage with their content a couple of times, they're more likely to, obviously a lot more likely to connect. You know, consistently send 100 connection requests weekly. You know, this is really, really important now, because, you know, 1.5 years ago, or I think it was 1 year ago, you could still send, you know, 50 connection messages a day and be absolutely safe. This is now, you know, 100 connection requests. And, you know, it's actually positive that LinkedIn is doing this to, you know, deter people from mass, you know, sending mass connection messages to people that aren't relevant for what they're offering. You know, engage with your audience through meaningful messaging and engage with their content. So these are all outbound activities that you can do to basically build an audience and actually, you know, create meaningful touch points with them. But then there's inbound activities. So, you know, what I mean by inbound activities is, for example, I create a post and it attracts in people who are interested, you know, in inbound activities. So, you know, that post, you know, adds value to your audience. So it could be a post, it could be a poll, you know, it could be a video, it could be text, it could be text and image, you know, so use a variety of different types of content to keep it fresh. You know, don't just do, you know, all one medium, like all video or all, you know, posts or polls. You know, one thing I would say is embrace video. Video is great for personalization and branding. You know, if you've got, you know, if you, I'd advise you to also activate creator mode, because that gives you the ability for that 30-second, you know, intro video to yourself. But there's also other benefits of, you know, you can create a newsletter, and, you know, that there's other benefits as well. So, you know, do switch to creator mode. You can also do LinkedIn Lives, but you need to qualify for LinkedIn Lives, and that's another topic in itself. But there's another sort of way that you can actually do outbound activities from inbound, and this is something, you know, this is the biggest opportunity I see on LinkedIn, is people not following up when someone is sticking up their hand to say they're interested. You know, give them the attention by following up. You know, there's people that go on your profile, people that follow you, follow your company page. You know, the amount of times I see people create content and then not respond to the comments. These are people that have actually taken the time to, you know, engage with your content. So why not basically engage with them? They could be your next client. You can also send connection messages to targeted people, targeted second and third connections who are engaging with your content. Build that network. So really, it's about creating a sort of fusion of outbound and inbound activities. So as you can see from this recent poll I did, all these outbound and outbound activities do work. You know, so why wouldn't you, you know, so why not try them? You know, for you, outbound might work better than inbound and vice versa. So in this poll, this suggests that they do work for the people that partook in the poll. So why not try them and see what works for you? So how can you do this in the most effective way? So following on from focusing on the activities that give you the best results, in order to understand what is working and converting people effectively, you need to track your numbers and the people in your funnel. So basically what you're effectively doing is basically creating a funnel so that people, you know, you're targeting the right people, you're building the audience, you're generating inbound and outbound touch points to generate qualified leads, because you're getting into conversations and then, you know, basically, you know, converting them into coming off LinkedIn and then becoming customers. So, you know, you should track your connection rate, you know, acceptance rate, you know, your content metrics, you know, what's working, what isn't, you know, is video working better than, you know, text posts? Why? What can I change? You know, you should track the number of prospects you have as first connections. You know, the amount of times, you know, I go to someone, you know, say they've got 1,000 connections and, you know, they don't know how many, you know, potential clients they've got in their, you know, in their existing connections. Everyone thinks about, oh, I've got to get new people. But there's, you know, there's sort of potential customers sitting there that you haven't engaged with for years. You know, you should track the number of engaged prospects and how engaged they are. You know, this helps to provide focus. So you know, if you track who is engaging with your content, like I did, you know, I've invited today people that have engaged with my content and have come to past, you know, webinars. You know, you should track leads, clients, and money. It's all about providing visibility so you can actually be as effective as possible. So in free and premium, there's no way to actually track this. You need to sort of use an external spreadsheet or CRM. But in Sales Navigator, there's actually ways to segment, you know, people into different groups of what they've done, you know, what they've engaged with you. You know, within Sales Navigator, you know, it's effectively a mini CRM, and you can have up to a maximum of 10,000 contacts. So I've gone through, you know, something very, very quickly today. So what I've actually gone through is my boost system. So it's a 5-step process to help organize thoughts and activities on LinkedIn so that, you know, if you're running a campaign, you can do this in a more effective way. So in order to help you guys that are on the call or on the replay, I'm going to present you guys with an offer. So if you feel like you may not be getting the returns from your LinkedIn efforts, I'm offering a 1-hour consultancy for £100. During this consultancy, you can pretty much ask me anything that you're having problems with, you know, currently right now. You know, are you struggling with identifying who is who is best to target for you? And, you know, what offer should you be offering that, you know, that the people that you're trying to target? You know, have you optimized your profile? Are you struggling with, you know, converting connections through your connection messages or direct messages? You know, are you struggling with searches? You know, setting up searches is a, you know, a massive skill in itself. And, you know, are they relevant enough? You know, do you need help with outbound, inbound strategies? Or is tracking the thing, you know, what numbers should you be tracking and how should you be tracking? So, you know, apologies for the long link. So basically, to access this offer, go to this link. You know, it is a long link, unfortunately. Set that up reasonably quickly. If you want to basically, you know, action this offer, you know, type link in the comments, and I'll send you a DM with this link. If you basically get it incorrect while you're copying it down now, you know, I'm now going to go back through the comments to basically look at your comments. I've obviously the presentation, I've been sort of focusing more on that. So I'm going to do that right now. So back on screen. So if I go to the chat, Robert Berry's got his hand up. Robert, if you're still with us, what is your question? Or are you just saying hello? Good to see you. Good morning, Philip. Great content. Thanks for sharing. Thank you very much, Inger. And Arafur is just saying hello to everyone. So hello back. You know, if you're still on the call, then thanks for sharing your expertise. Thanks, Susan. Happy to have a 100% consultancy from Roger. Roger, I'll be in touch with that link unless you, you know, have already copied that down. So I don't think there's actually any more questions. So, you know, thank you guys for showing up today. And, you know, if you're watching the replay, you know, thank you for turning up and giving me your support as well. I hope you've picked up, you know, I did go through, you know, the boost system very, very quickly today. I don't think anyone wants to be on a 2-hour webinar, which we would certainly need if I went through, you know, stuff in more detail. But hopefully you've picked up some useful insights, and I hopefully see you on the next episode of LinkedIn Uncovered. So thank you very much for coming, and hopefully I'll see you next time as well. Thank you.